Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 349, and following that, we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 349. Today I let Christ's vision look upon all things for me and judge them not, but give each one a miracle of love instead. So would I liberate all things I see and give to them the freedom that I seek. For thus do I obey the law of love and give what I would find and make my own. It will be given me because I have chosen it as the gift I want to give. Father, your gifts are mine. Each one that I accept gives me a miracle to give. And giving as I would receive, I learn your healing miracles belong to me. Amen. Our Father knows our needs. He gives us grace to meet them all. And so we trust in Him to send us miracles to bless the world and heal our minds as we return to Him. Amen. Today I let Christ's vision look upon all things for me and judge them not, but give each one a miracle of love instead. Will I liberate all things I see and give them the freedom that I seek? Wow, what a lovely way to live. To let go of looking in the filing cabinet that the mind holds of everything remembered from the past, in an attempt to define this moment, to not use the past in any way to define what anything means. To not use the fears of the past as a means to extrapolate what fears the future holds. To simply acknowledge that this way of deducing what is the truth has never brought peace and love as a continual state. How liberating to accept that I no longer have to listen to and react to this kind of thinking. The alternative is to stay rooted in the present moment, reassured that I do seek to be in the ever-present, in love's presence. That is the other choice I can make now. I can choose to, in each thought, stop and ask, is this thought about judgment? Is it about how the little self is defining itself in some way? And if it is, I can remember that is simply a false belief. The false belief that I am separate from. The false belief there is a difference in me, not in everything. I can see that these false beliefs are contrived from believing in the past or future, neither of which is the absolute truth, is Christ's vision. And instead, I can let those thoughts go and ask the inner guide to return my mind to a truthful statement. A statement like, I and all beings are still the innocence that our source created. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me to return to truth. Help me to be aware when I am in judgment of anything. I truly want to see only through love's eyes. I truly want to see only the thought of oneness. Help me today to look with Christ's vision. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind by watching our breath. We allow the things that pass through the mind to go through without judging them in any way. We don't attach to any of them. We don't give them any importance. We allow them all to just be there. We sit here and let them be there, not going there. And we ask our inner guide to teach us who we are as we sit. We are before thought, before the body, simply the one aware of all of it. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in allowing all things to be as they are, as we look with Christ's vision, seeing only truth. Namaste.